This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Master Connector of Aftermarket Professionals, Carm Capriato here, and welcome to the Town Hall Academy, episode 216. Here is one of the most important questions that I can ask you this year. Have you started your own apprentice program? How many times have you heard that there is a technician shortage problem? Is there really a technician shortage? Or is the real problem that there's a shortage of qualified technicians? In this episode, we discuss the entire apprenticeship journey through the eyes of Jason Molinar. Now, find out how Jason literally switched gears as a pharmacy technician to become McNeil's Auto Care's most recent apprentice graduate. As a business owner, the solution to staffing issues and shortages is you. Now's the time to build an apprentice program. You need to do it and grow your own technicians. Jason's story is powerful and it should motivate you to start. And I hope it does. A must listen to help ensure your business continues into the future. I'm grateful to Shaw Marketing Pros and Shopware for sponsoring the Town Hall Academy. Now, how much paper have you touched today? Those are piles of time stacked all over the shop. Now, think what you could do with all that time and how many more cars you could get through the door. Cha-ching! It's time for a digital shop management system on the web at getshopware.com. Hey, are you tired of your cookie cutter website? Ask yourself this, is it bringing you new clients? Well, let our friends at Shop Marketing Pros create a website that is as unique as your shop is on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. Hey, don't miss one virtual shop tour on Aftermarket Weekly. Check out what others are doing. Find the tours at aftermarketweekly.com. You can watch the video of this podcast at remarkableresults.biz/A216 or on my YouTube channel, or listen to the podcast on your favorite podcast listening app. Hey, be sure to follow us and get every ounce of aftermarket wisdom that we create especially for you. Hey, welcome everyone. Carm Capriato, Town Hall Academy, week 216. Man, I'll tell you, I'm a machine. I just keep going every single week. And we're having so much fun bringing you these single subject topics each and every week. Today, apprenticing. We're going to talk about it. We've got one heck of a great panel here. And our number one guest host is Jason Molinar, the newest industry apprentice graduate, by far the newest, the freshest, the latest. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Glad to have you here. The show's all about you, man. Jake Sorensen is with us, technician apprentice program architect. How do you like that? I came up with that really cool title for you.
Yeah, I love titles, you know, so thanks a lot for that one.
Good to have you here, Jake, from McNeil's in Sandy, Utah. And, of course, Pete McNeil from McNeil's is here. Hello, Pete.
How are you?
Great. Shop Owner of the Year, Napa Auto Care this year. And Jake, Technician of the Year from last year, I believe.
2019.
Great. Glad to have you here. And Brad Christensen, Napa Salesperson. How you doing, Brad?
I'm great. Glad to be here, Carm. Thanks for the invite, guys.
Thank you so much. Hey, real quick, everyone. Next week's Town Hall Academy. Now, if you did see the 70s and you did watch the 80s, then we're also going to do the 1990s. And these are the pictures of my guests from the 90s. Scott Palava, Keith Katz, Paul Scanner, Danner, and Ryan Koyman are going to be here in their current version, their 2021 version. However, we're going to have a fun time talking about that. Well, look, it again, a big thing, apprenticing in our industry. I'm on a campaign. I'm on a roll. I'm going to get on my soapbox anytime that I possibly can and talk about apprenticing and the who, what, when, where, why, and how of apprenticing. Jake and Pete brought this thing 4 or 5 years ago to McNeil's and did such a wonderful job with it. Napa decided, hey, this is too good. Let's have this one. And of course, it is now national. But we are going to cover some extremely important issues about the reasons you need to be involved in apprenticing. If you want the technician shortage to go away, you need to implement an apprentice program in your place. So what I want to do is I want to have a formal presentation. Pete, would you be so kind, repeat what you guys may have done last week, you know, at your shop and give Jason Molinar his certificate?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, Jason, hey,
I just want to congratulate you. It's been a 2-year process. You've stayed diligent. You've stayed positive. Tell you what, I couldn't be more excited to see where you're at today, and have no doubt that you're going to be one of the industry's best. So here's your 2-year certificate. Let me hand it to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Can't even explain in words how excited I am about this. All the hard work you and Jake put in. Just want to give a big, big thanks to you, Pete. Big thanks to Jake for all the hard work, the shop. Big thanks to my wife at home, the sacrifices she made to let me be able to do this too. Thanks again.
Well deserved, my friend.
It looks like this man, Pete, has a career, not just a job now.
Oh, I'll tell you. You know, we comment regularly about, you know, as much of the hard work and effort that goes into this position, having a great attitude is just as important. And Jason has exemplified that. You know, he's actually worked at both our locations down at Riverton and at Sandy, and learned different skill sets as Jake's taken him through the program. And I'm telling you, we'll talk about some things that he's already been able to accomplish when we get a little farther in the show, but very good stuff.
Thank you. Now, Jason, I'd love you to tell a short version of your story. How did you discover McNeil's and get involved in the apprentice program?
Basically, straight out of high school, I went into pharmacy. I thought that's what I wanted to do in my life or my career. I spent 10 years as a pharmacy technician, just going to school slowly. And, you know, I came to a point where I was like, I don't enjoy this. I don't enjoy waking up for work. I don't know if I want to do this for the rest of my life. So I started, me and my wife were thinking, you know, what things can I do to switch career that would be a good choice for me? And, you know, she says, you spend a lot of time already looking into mechanics. You like off-roading, jeeping. She's like, why don't you look into auto mechanics and see how you like it? So I did. I went to a maintenance and light repair course at Mountain Land Applied Technology College, and I loved it. After that 6 months was over that semester, I started thinking to myself, you know, I should start getting some experience in the automotive world to, you know, really see what it's like. And that's when I started searching. I saw the ad for the apprentice online. I applied. Interviewed with Pete. Pete told me about this great apprenticeship, all the guys that came through it, how great Jake was, you know, NAPA Technician of the Year, all that. And I was convinced. So he offered me the job. I jumped on board. I worked my butt off. And, you know, before I knew it, Jake was offering me the apprenticeship in the back shop. And, you know, it's been great ever since.
But you also didn't realize how much work you had to do.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of hard work. It was a hard 2 years for sure.
Pharmacy tech, 10 years. Come on. That is so cool. And he answered an ad. Revelations. Oh, my God. You have to place an ad. You find great talent like Jason, who's not happy in a career. I guess the proof is, guys, you don't have to find an 18 or 19-year-old.
This was a learning curve for us as well, because we are trying to attract that 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old, obviously somebody that's maybe been exposed to automotive, worked in a quick lube. I mean, those are the normal paths. And I think what this did was really draw evidence that there is maybe a larger pool out there that has interest, and they don't know how to gravitate towards this industry. And that's exactly what Jason is.
Yeah, I mean, if I could jump in too, and I think, Pete, you can relate. I started in the restaurant business. I kind of fell into automotive. I think a lot of people out there don't realize what a great career path this can be. And I think this apprenticeship program certainly grows that and gives an opportunity for people, you know, such as Jason and Jake and, of course, ourselves. So, you know, what it's done for the people in our area has been awesome. I talked to my compatriots, and we got folks, and there's a shop out in New Mexico that's got 4 people running through the program right now, several in Denver, and we've had 4 or 5 in other shops in Utah run through the apprenticeship program or are currently doing so. So I'm hearing great feedback from it. The program's good. You know, the owners are able to work through that pretty well and get, you know, like I said, a homegrown, you know, team. Right, with the people you have or adding on. Go back, posting a position with an apprenticeship, like Jason, you alluded to, you saw that and jumped on that. I mean, what a great opportunity and what a great life change, and it's worked out really well. So,
Hey, a warm welcome to Jason Rainey, who right now is in the air as we broadcast this, and he was kind enough to come on, the Vice President of Napa Auto Care. Good to have you here, Jason.
Thank you, Carm. Good to be here.
Well, so we're here talking apprenticing. We have Jason Molinar, and he is going to, he's got his application, or he got his certificate, his graduation certificate. We're so proud of all the work that's going on. Needless to say, Napa had a big deal to do with this.
Yeah, it's incredibly humbling and awesome to hear the Jason stories out there, for sure.
You brought some great slides. Let's talk about Jake.
Well, I do want to talk about Jake, because when you have a chance to talk to him on Friday, he's not going to talk about himself. But I will tell you, Jake Sorensen and Pete McNeil are just two quality guys in our industry. And Jake is our 2019 Napa ASE Technician of the Year award recipient. He's also the Ratchet and Wrench Shop Employee of the Year recipient. And I will tell you, he's got a very, very interesting story. I'd love to share it. Long story short, Jake developed an appetite for vehicle repair. He finds a way to get connected with Pete. Pete is a big Napa Auto Care Center, beautiful location in Sandy, Utah. And Jake and Pete make this connection. Jake has a passion for this industry. He works closely with the adult education facility there at Sandy, Utah, and they start a partnership together. He's his lead tech. But they struggled. They struggled just like everybody else trying to find, technicians. And so they put their heads together. They came up with a plan, and Jake built the curriculum for this, and they started their own apprenticeship program.
Well, you've got some incredible slides with us. This 9-stage program, was that from Jake?
Almost every bit of it. We were able to take what Pete and Jake developed along with our Napa Auto Tech classes, along with our e-learning classes, leaning on the support from some of the manufacturers with Napa, and we were able to develop it. And it's designed to work in classrooms. It's designed to work where we even had Pete and Jake record a lot of the videos for that. And then it's designed to work with your lead tech or your master tech in the shop. And every bit of that journey was duplicated from what Pete and Jake did in one location. And we were able to put some tweaks in it and nationally launch it. The cool thing about it, we flew out there to kind of see what Pete and Jake had put together. And look, I was scratching my head and I thought, you know what, maybe this is just a good answer for one shop, but how are we going to scale this? How are we going to be able to offer this to, all of our members? And I'm just so proud because we were able to do all of that, including have it approved by the Department of Labor nationally.
The word you used was so, so important. You said the word scale. How do we take this and scale it? And you've got a slide coming up. I can't wait to show it, about how many are currently in the program. And Jason, and I said this earlier on the show, I'm on my soapbox about apprenticing. It is one of the single most important strategies going forward. Every shop in the U.S. needs to start an apprentice program.
It's interesting because we are getting back out there. And so we're a belly-to-belly industry. We know that. I've been working with shop owners the last few weeks. And when I ask them, hey, do you need a tech? And they just kind of laugh and they say, of course I need a tech. And so it's a nice segue into our apprentice program. And we've really had some shop owners start leaning in on this thing now because they recognize that they're the solution. It's not going to fix itself. They need to lean in.
Yeah. So that 9-stage thing, I don't want you to go into it in too much detail, but so that shops understand this thing is locked up, locked down.
It really is. I mean, this is a 2-year program that we've developed with Pete and Jake and our resources at Napa National. It's designed to be 2 years, but it's definitely curriculum focused. And so if you have an apprentice that can speed along in certain categories, they can certainly do that. The apprentice signs off on the training, their master tech signs off on the training, or their lead tech signs off on the training. When they're complete, that apprentice will end up with 4 AAC certifications in pretty critical areas.
Amazing stuff. And of course, you've got some kind of goodies that go along with this.
Well, the biggest thing to our industry is the barrier to entry, and that's the tools. And one of the things that, we developed working with our manufacturers is, we have an auto care advisory council, And that advisory council kind of steers us in the direction of what we offer our members. It's important to point out that we don't own shops. So if you have a council that's made up of shop owners, then you can truly put out a program for them, by them. And so what we did is once we were getting close to launching this program nationally, we worked out with our manufacturers. This is a landed cost. I mean, this in total, this is about a $3,500 apprentice toolkit. It's not little bits and stuff like that. It's like a 350-piece set. And it's a set built by council of stuff that apprentices need to fix stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so what we ask our shop owners to do is they pay for it. We ship it directly to their location from the manufacturer. And then what we've asked our shop owners to do is after the apprentice completes the program, to give them the kit.
That's so cool. One of the biggest problems that I think anyone faces as a shop owner is, okay, this is great. Well, how do I get started?
That's exactly it. So we make it very, very easy. It works with the NAPA training LMS site, but there is a registration site from the NAPA Auto Care member site. And that's important because you have to register. In order for that apprentice to potentially be eligible for some Department of Labor funds, it has to be registered through the Department of Labor. But it's very, very easy. We make it a point and click. You have to register the shop, then you have to register the apprentice, and then you also have to assign their lead technician to it.
Yeah, I'm going to pop out one more slide to show that, you know, you've got that system up there and it's locked down. And the other really great thing I saw, Jason, is the return on investment calculators. I mean, to have that, you know, to see what's going on with the mentor and their production and what's going on, I'm telling you, this nails it.
Well, and I got to tell you, I got to give the credit to three people on this. One is Pete, one is Jake, and one is our director of program development for NAPA Auto Care. It's so important because a lot of times, you know, you'll get shop owners that kind of push away because of the productivity that might be lost by their best technician. But what Pete and Jake and our program developer were able to do is model this using a lot of Pete's actual financials. And what we found out is literally in about month three, you flip it the other way because now the apprentice is able to do some work, some lower scale work, and it frees up that time for that lead tech. And it takes about 90 days and it goes the other way and it starts actually returning, you know, back to the shop.
It's great to have those tools. And I think it's got to take some of the emotion out of the shop owner to know that you guys are helping them with the how to justify the investment in this.
Every way we can. Some of the other things that we do, especially when we're working with our shop owners, and again, it's very detailed. The bookends, they're covered. We put together an apprentice handbook that tells them exactly what stages. It's 36 pages of walkthrough. Everything for our members is available on the site. Is here's how you get this. Here's how you have that. Now, I will tell you, the Department of Labor is state driven. Even though you have the seal of approval nationally, it's all different, and that can be a little bit of a journey. You know, finding out what state offers what. But we still even provide links as to where they can find those resources for them.
Yeah, great. This next slide is in my opinion, very, very powerful. And it really helps us see and understand what's going on with this movement.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, Carm, you and I, we spend a lot of time in this industry. We sit on various panels. We sit on various boards. We do our part. And one of the things that I have just always struggled with is hearing about the number one biggest issue and what's everybody doing about it? And you have certain groups that are doing something in their market and it feels really good. But when you look at this and today through our NAPA Auto Care member network, we have 451 registered apprentices. And I think it's going to really continue to pick up steam this year. But when you have 451 apprentices going through it, we are headed in the right direction to fixing this problem. And it's incredibly humbling.
It's a start.
It is. And the nice thing about it is, you know, for us, next steps are for our team is to find apprentices to bring to shops. You know, there's industries like COAB, adult education facilities. Our next step is to say, hey, Mr. Shop Owner, Miss Shop Owner, there are apprentices and here's where you can go to find them and, yeah. and just help them with that journey.
This is a great thing that you guys are doing. I continue to wish you all kinds of success. And as we see for the rest of the program, as we head out to all these different points in the country, actually, I think we're going to be hanging around Sandy, Utah, most of the rest of the show and yeah. see what's going on up there. And so thank you so much for spending some time and really bringing us all kinds of great insights on the Napa Apprentice Program.
Yeah, thank you, Carm. And thanks, Jake and Pete. Congratulations to Jason. It's an incredible story. So you all are going to really enjoy it.
Hey, Carm here, and coming up, Jason Molinar reveals his biggest piece of advice for other apprentices. Shopware's innovative shop management system will give you back your time and put more money in your pocket. Make the switch today and watch technician efficiency gain 20%, enjoy increased recommended service, and even grow the highest parts profit margins ever with the smallest amount of work. You know, Steve from Ultimate Automotive says, I love that Shopware lets you complete every estimate on the inspection. And we even have a higher ARO, receive more approvals, and have had a significant increase in revenue. With our previous SMS, estimating was limited because it was so time consuming. This impacted not only what we could sell on each customer's current visit, but also what we would have prepared for following visits. Hey, your peers are happy. Let Shopware work for you. Book a demo at getshopware.com. Are your competitors ranking higher than you in search? Is your marketing company using plain vanilla recycled content? And does your marketing look like every other shop's and you're not even sure it's working? Powerful, effective marketing is not cookie cutter. It should showcase all of the things that are unique about your business. Don't you think you deserve better results? It's time to make a change. Our good friends at Shop Marketing Pros are past shop owners and industry veterans. They get it. Their process is pretty simple. Listen, create, and do. They spend time getting to know you and create a unique marketing message and then do the heavy lifting for you so you can do what you do best. Run a shop and fix cars. Do yourself a favor. Give your shop the top-notch marketing it deserves. Schedule a call today on the web at shopmarketingpros.com. That's shopmarketingpros.com. Don't wait. Do it now. Thank you, Jason Rainey, for that. Wow. You know, Jake, one of the most important things that an apprentice program needs that no one can hide from is a good mentor. I'd like you to talk about that.
That's definitely one of the most difficult parts. You know, I've struggled figuring out how to work that role, especially with different apprentices, because, you know, everyone learns differently. They learn at different paces. They're better at different things than others. And, you know, sometimes there's something I think should just come easily and I get frustrated that they're not picking up on it. But then there's something else that I think we need to spend all this time and really hash it down and figure it out. And they've got it, you know, real quick and easy. And so there's a big learning curve there. It is the hardest part of this thing is finding somebody that's willing to invest the time and effort in it, but it's definitely doable. When we opened up our second location, we took our first apprentice graduate, Rex Lee. He since has gone on to get his master ASC certifications. And we asked him if he would have interest in mentoring apprentices. And so now he is actually mentoring over at our other location. And for a little bit of Jason's apprenticeship, he was over at that location working with Rex Lee. And one of the nice things about that, you know, we're kind of lucky that we're able to have more than one filling that role, but they get to work alongside different techs that do things a little differently, that have different strengths, and they get to see there's not one type of technician out there. You know, every technician kind of has their strengths and what they're better at than others. And everyone's got to find their niche and what they're going to fill in this industry. And so I think that is the hard part is finding the mentors, but it's definitely doable. And I think the shop owners really have to be the ones to invest in that. You know, that's why this has been successful for us. We have a shop owner that sees the need for it. He's not waiting to see that somebody else is going to figure it out for him and that somebody else is going to make this investment. He decided, we've got to do it. Let's make this investment. And he's invested in myself, in Rex Lee, and in our advisors to make sure this is a team project and that it's going to work.
You said something so important there, Pete. He said investment. I just think that there may be too many shops sitting on the sidelines, Pete. They're afraid of the investment. They're afraid of the time that they need to have. They're not even sure where they're going to get an apprentice. We've done shows on Remarkable Results Radio. Just please go to the website, type in apprentice, consume all of those, consume this one, and make a decision that the investment is the smartest thing you could do for your business, Pete.
Boy, I couldn't agree more, Carm. And I guess that's... It's been the rewarding part to see where we're at today. But hey, I'll tell you what, I was scared to death. We didn't have a choice. But, you know, when Jake and I decided to make this commitment, I knew I was going to be losing our number one guy. We didn't know what kind of time elements were going to be involved. We didn't know what to expect. I mean, there were just a lot of unknowns. And, you know, now to look back and see what's been accomplished and watch Jake grow into a fantastic mentor. And like he said, he's still learning today. I can't imagine an owner not wanting to jump on board and figure it out at their location. It's a must do.
And it's a true investment. I mean, you've got to put money and time in this thing. Apprenticing isn't pixie dust. It requires a commitment.
Yeah, you know, there was additional space. And, you know, Jason's slide indicated, you know, that break even, depending on the shop and obviously the aptitude, some of these apprentices come in with some skill sets and some are just very, very green. But that timeline is 10 to 14 months, right, before you start to get out of that red category. But, you know, it's funny, Jake and I were talking about this yesterday evening and, you know, he ran a couple of different numbers. He said, Pete, you know, I looked at stage 7 for Jason. The profit in that particular category was $13,000 for the shop. Now, to me, that's unrealized revenue that we probably wouldn't have gotten without making that commitment to Jason. And even further, I decided to run a quick number this morning just for 2021. And Carm, keep in mind, we had a little bit of a slow jumpstart this year. Our weather has been very, very mild for Utah. You think Utah and snow? We haven't had much snow here. Jason, for this year, has already generated about $47,000 in revenue for the first 2 months. We're talking about January and February. Sky's the limit for this young man, but how exciting for an owner to see those kind of results, knowing that we don't have a choice and it was a great investment.
Was that revenue on his own or including a mentor?
No, that's him.
You're on fire, Jason.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I had no idea. That's awesome.
It's great to share and learn numbers that you're having an impact. We talked a little earlier. I said we really need to find out about the family issue and the sacrifices that your wife made. Can you tell us about that?
Around that same time, I was making the career change. We were having our first son. He was just barely being born. When I first started at McNeil's, I was in Blue Bay, so pay wasn't quite where I was at with my other job. So I was working two jobs at the time to make ends meet. So, of course, it was hard on my wife at home who had the baby all night, all day. Can't imagine how hard it is with, you know, a couple-month-old baby. Thankfully, Pete and McNeil's, man, they really rewarded hard work, which was great. And I can't thank them enough for that, man. They saw how hard I was working. They're like, you know what, we're going to bump your pay here. We're going to bump it here. And I thought maybe I was going to be working two jobs for like a year, maybe 2 years. And I ended up only having to work two jobs for a few months before I was making enough money at McNeil's to be able to quit my other job and finally start helping the family again at home.
My heart is tugging, Pete.
You know, one thing I'd like to throw out there, Carm, and Jake, you know, you echoed this in your last statement, but each one of these stories and technicians are different, right? I mean, we have to approach each one with a unique basis and try and, you know, build and mold something that benefits them. And I think you did a great job of realizing that's what we have to do.
I think too, I'm going to point out with Jason that what he just said there, he was working two jobs to start this thing. That goes a long ways when you're trying to commit to an apprentice and finding somebody that is going to put in the 2 year commitment, go through the training, you know, and the struggles of learning this industry. That really shows, you know, the management that they're committed. If they're willing to go work a night job so that they can make this work, you know, you've got somebody that's in it for the long haul and is going to make this thing work out.
Every Town Hall Academy seems to always go beyond our expectations. Jason, one more time, you had told me, Carm, I really want to share the biggest piece of advice for future technicians. Did you cover that yet, or can we ask you that now?
the biggest piece of advice is take advantage of the training. I mean, you could ask all the technicians that take their training seriously, and good training is not cheap. So the fact that in this apprenticeship, you get so much paid for training or free training, take advantage of all of it as long as you can, because that is really priceless. We've been having training this whole month. And Pete the other day was talking to us about it. He's like, even if you can take just one thing from this training, you know more than if you didn't do the training at all. And I couldn't agree with them more with that.
Well, great. Pete, back to you. The culture in the shop, I mean, learning becomes contagious, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's one thing we've really identified through this process is you've got a bunch of eager young souls, you know, wanting to progress to become a professional. And what it's done is it's helped, you know, some of the tenured technicians that are good, but they realize that you have to continue this learning process. And obviously with Jake, you know, steering this on the forefront, it's been great. Like Jason said, we've been having pizza night once a week. We've taken the content from Vision, and we have service advisors at the front of the shop, and we have the apprentice and the technicians in the back, and Jake puts up a big screen, and you know, we learn, and it's exciting to see it. Because I'm telling you, Carm, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you really hoped that you had 2 or 3 individuals show up, and now they realize that there's a benefit to it, and we all become better, we earn more money, and we secure our position in our company.
You know, you've told me this before. I've heard it from other people. Learning becomes so contagious and so effervescent because Jason, the apprentice, is going through this. He's in this massive learning curve, and he's getting ASEs, and it just lifts all ships inside the business. And I love what you just said about how you pulled off all the Vision training. That was excellent stuff. Brad, let me ask you a question. How many of your account bases has an apprentice, and how many do you think this year will sign up for an apprentice?
Currently, we have 4, and I think we're going to at least have 4 or 5 more through the year. I think there's one graduate outside of the McNeil's group, and I get more and more people asking me about it every day. And we certainly, you know, I got the book usually with me that I can go over with people. So everybody's interested, but I think it's just pulling the trigger and getting going with it. I think all you agree, if you want to grow your business, you're going to have to invest in your people. And like you said, Carm, everybody rises up.
Brad, I'm a customer, and I say, Brad, I love this. I think it's important. I just don't have the time. I mean, what's your message to the industry that says, I don't have the time and I don't have the money? This is like a 2-year lottery ticket, right, Pete? If you get the ticket, guess what? 2 years later, it's going to pay off.
Well, no question. No question.
Brad, what do you tell the person who's sitting on the sidelines?
You just have to do it. I mean, there's no choice. The way we're evolving, how advanced it's getting, you just have to invest in this kind of program to keep your business strong and look for the future. I mean, that's what's going to take.
Jake, I just am going into I don't want to do the apprentice program because at the end of the 2 years and he leaves, I just wasted all that money.
I've heard that one so many times, and it frustrates me pretty badly because you've heard the saying, what happens if we train them and they leave? But the flip side is what happens if we don't and they stay? And I think we've all seen that. You know, I've kind of argued that there might not really be a technician shortage necessarily right now, but there's a huge shortage of qualified technicians. And so I think a lot of shops are filling their bays with unqualified techs because it's all they can find. It's all they have. And, you know, keep in mind, if you train somebody and they leave to another shop, they're working in a bay in another shop. That's going to free up a spot, you know, somebody that might have gone there otherwise now might come to your shop. And so I think we're plugging holes here, and everybody's got to jump in on that.
You know what I've told people about, you know, that great excuse? Well, hey, really, I don't need a tech right now. Do you know what's going to happen in 2 years to your business, to your world, to your life, to anyone who walks in looking for a job, qualified or unqualified? If you could invest in a 2-year for yourself, for your team, for this apprentice, and at the end of 2 years, you've discovered that your business was growing because of that, what's the downside? That individual assimilated into your business, and guess what? You're growing. Oh, my. I don't know about you guys, but you have two stores. I hear that the rush is on. I don't mean if people are, you know, falling over themselves, but people are looking at location 2, 3, and 4. They need to staff for it. What better way to do that is to start an apprentice program?
Yeah, you can't grow without staffing, and that's what we've seen. The other thing, too, is just these apprentices that were graduating through this program, they're head and shoulders above who we've had apply when we run an ad for technicians. And I know anyone watching this that's run an ad for a technician knows what I'm talking about. Most of the applicants just aren't qualified. They've worked at every shop within 20 miles of you, and it didn't work out at those shops. So, you know, chances are it's probably not going to work out at yours either. And these guys, we hire for attitude from the beginning because they're going to learn the skill through our program. So we don't have to look for the skill at the beginning. We get to look for attitude, and people are going to show up eager to learn every day. And guys like Jason, that they end this thing just willing to work, happy to be here, and wanting to help others. And like Pete's echoed a few times now, there's this culture of learning surrounded by it. When people see guys like Jason passing them up after a short time, they want to improve too.
So Jake, I start the program, and it just runs, and at the end of 2 years, well, I think I'll do it again. Should you really be piggybacking the apprentice after the first year, bring on another one? What's your opinion of that?
So obviously the biggest struggle with the apprenticeship is it doesn't give you a technician today. You know, it's 2 years from now. And I think most shop owners could agree that in 2 years, they're probably going to need a technician. So you ought to start now. But you don't want to assume just because you have one in the program and you'll have one then that we'll start again after that. And so what we've tried to do here and what's been working well for us is to keep that hopper full. So, you know, Jason just graduated, but we have one apprentice that's about halfway through his apprenticeship. So he'll be graduating in about a year. And then we have two that are on the early stages, and we're seeing if they're committed and going to work out. But about every time we have one graduate, we start on a new one. So that about every year we have somebody graduating now. I mean, one technician a year coming into your shop is huge.
Jason, what romanced you into the automotive? And here's the key. If you all remember from the beginning, Jason was doing pharmacy tech. And all of a sudden he goes into automotive tech. I know they're night and day. You don't have to have an individual who tinkered with cars, who loves vehicles, who loves to drive fast, whose dad did this. You came from completely outside the industry. And I think that's a key to think about.
Well, for me, I really love Jeeps and off-roading. My biggest worry going Jeeping or off-roading is breaking down on the trail. For many years, I would just be watching videos on how to fix certain things, what to watch for, you know, random things like that. And that's kind of where I always had this thing in the back of my mind where I would, you know, maybe I might like a career in mechanics.
So, Jake, when you interviewed Jason, and Pete, both of you can reply to this, what did you see in him that you were going to take a flyer from a guy in pharmacy tech to come into automotive, besides the fact that he loves Jeeps?
Well, I'll be the first to echo on this one. You know, after I spoke to Jason, I was a believer that, you know, we had to give him a chance. And but again, this was outside. This guy had been in a different industry. Obviously, it sounds much more romancing maybe than what we're doing. I asked Jake, and Jake goes, man, Pete, I don't know. This guy's going to get in here, and maybe 2 months in, it's not what he expected. And not that Jake didn't want to bring him along, but there was skepticism, I think, maybe on both sides. But again, we both believe attitude is everything, and that's why we chose to give it a whirl.
I think so many think that when we're looking for an apprentice, they have to have some sort of experience. Their dad did it. They come in telling us how they did brakes in their driveway and all that. And sure, that might help. But I think the more important part is somebody that's committed, somebody that's willing to learn. And success now with the guys that did enter the workforce into something they don't like, because, you know, I always kind of joke that beat up by the real world. They went out there and had bills come in, and they had jobs that they hated going to. And so when they start on this, they see the opportunity and they appreciate it, and they're willing to work towards making this a career. They understand what's being offered to them, where some of the younger applicants maybe don't yet. They think that getting an opportunity like this is pretty easy to come by because they found it early on.
I remember in my interview with Pete, I'd say the hardest question he probably asked me was coming from a pharmacy tech position to an auto mechanic position. He's like, how do you think, why do you think you'd be good for that? And I remember I didn't have a good answer for him, but I was basically like, you know, I just got to come in here with a chip on my shoulder and prove myself.
See, there you go, guys. There's attitude right there. There is attitude. Thanks for that, Jason. Hey, thank you ahead of time for all of this. I appreciate that. Jason, any final words? Listen, our job here is to convince the people that are outliers, that are on the sidelines, that they better get with it, because I think their whole business is going to be dependent on filling their own pipeline of quality technicians.
I really think it's a good program, and anybody who's looking to do an apprentice program should really jump on it. Even myself, you know, I hope maybe down the line, 4 or 5 years from now, maybe I could take on an apprentice myself. I think that'd be awesome. So,
thank you for that. Who's next, Jake?
I think the last thing I kind of wanted to point out was that this apprenticeship has been awesome for us, and it's brought technicians in and everything, but it's a 2-year program. And I think anyone that's got some experience in this industry understands that 2 years doesn't teach you everything you need to know to be a great tech here. And so the learning doesn't stop. You know, Jason and I met this week and went over a progression plan for him moving forward. And his next goal is to get his ASCs to become a master certified technician. And so over the next 2 years, he's going to be taking ASC tests, going to be continuing with training and learning. And I think that's the biggest point that I want to make in this, is that you know that you're getting applicants that want to learn, they're willing to put in the time and effort. And when this program's done, you need to continue driving them with that learning and progression to become the great techs that we all need in this industry.
Thank you for that. I think that is absolutely a beautiful ending for your segment, Jake. You're talking about career pathing. You're talking about Jason, just think about this, Jason. You're done with the program and you keep asking yourself, you know, every month along the way, what's next? What's in it for me? You know, can I find a viable career, a great place in this organization? Now, you feel it, but when someone tells you and talks to you and talks about how you're going to continue to get your ASEs, well, how powerful is that? Career pathing. Hey, Pete, I'm going to let you go last. Brad, how about you?
Just really, this program has done some great things for a lot of people. The self-satisfaction that's grown with Jason and Jake, to see some of the awards gone out has just been fantastic. So, you know, this program not only grows businesses, but it grows individuals and families. So you can't ask for more than that.
Very powerful. Pete McNeil, you have the last word, my friend.
First of all, again, congratulations, Jason. Hard work, well-deserved. I want to thank NAPA. You know, our partners here in our own state and D.C., they work in partnership with us to help develop these young men and women. And I guess a call out to the owners that this is an investment. And I think Jason mentioned one thing, and I believe owners have got to look at this two ways. Number one, it is going to be a cost factor in the beginning. But do not lose sight of adding accelerants to help these people along. I think that's what got Jason excited as he started to learn and started to build on his skill set. There has to be some rewards in place monetarily that justify the hard work. And I think that's why we've had a good formula here.
I love that word, accelerants. I mean, it really does help sum up an awful lot, especially one of the biggest problems we've ever had was to take a 2-year postgraduate degree and put him on the loop rack for 2 years, and then he's disenchanted. And in Jason's case, I'm sure you challenged him along the way because you hired him for attitude, but you also compensated him so he could have good at home. Well, a great story. Hey, thank you all for being here. Jason Molinar, our newest industry apprentice graduate, Jake Sorensen, technician, apprentice program architect at McNeil's, Pete McNeil, owner of McNeil's, Brad Christensen, NAPA salesperson, and our special guest in the video that I goofed up in the beginning, but it worked okay. Jason Rainey, Vice President, NAPA Auto Care. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.